tonight. I want to ask you to turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. When you have that, would you say amen? We want to talk about tonight, God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. He's faithful, but I'm going to tell you, it's conditional too. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But if we don't do what we're supposed to do, then the promise don't come to fruition and it doesn't be fulfilled. We can't do what we want to do and not do what God asks us to do and think we're going to get the best from God. You're going to get the best from God when you're doing what God say do. God tell you to get on your knees and pray and you say, I'll do it some other time. God tell you to turn your plate down and fast. You never do. God tell you do this and that and other. You do what you want to do. You're not going to have God's best. But if you do what God say do, when he say do it, you will have the best of God. Amen? Okay, we'll talk about God is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. I'm sure everybody got it by now, right? It said, there have no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. Can somebody say faithful? Faithful. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape that you're able to bear it. Amen. We're going to talk about God is faithful. Amen. In other words, God faithful means loyal. God is constant. God is faithful. We're not faithful like God is. God is faithful to us. That means if he spoke something, he's going to make it good. He's going to do it regardless of how long it takes. He's going to do it no matter how, you know, sometimes we don't deserve the blessings of God. But if God had made a promise to us, amen, he's faithful to, amen, he's faithful to let us wake up in the morning, amen, to see another day. He's faithful to us in many ways, amen. Faithful means to be loyal, constant, trustworthy, committed, and dependable, amen. God is dependable. He's reliable. He's true to his word, amen. You don't have to worry about God telling you a lie because he's not a man that he should lie, amen. Whatever God is saying, you can trust him better. I'm telling you, you can trust him better. You can trust yourself. I said you can trust God better than you can trust yourself. Because you may be one way one minute, next minute another way. You don't even know how you feel from time to time. But God is the same. The Bible says Jesus Christ, he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. God is faithful to us more than we're faithful to him. Amen. He is faithful. He is dependable. He's reliable. He's constant. And he's trustworthy. You can put all your trust in the Lord. For the Bible says trust in the Lord with all of your heart, all of your mind, and lean not to you. If God spoke something to you, I don't care if it looked like it's not even happening right now. Just because God said it, you can bank on it. It's surely going to come to pass because God is faithful just like that. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's why I put my confidence in God. You don't put your confidence in people and things. Put your trust in God. Amen. Amen. God is faithful. And it says, glory to God. It said, there have no temptation. There's no trial, there's no test of temptation taking you, but that which is common to man. Amen. Common means to something that's normal, something that's regular, something that's everyday issues, so to speak. Something that's usual, something that everybody go through. That's common means. And the Bible says, in other words, there is no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. In other words, the Lord said, whatever that you've gone through, whatever you're going through, somebody else has already been there. That's really what he's saying. It's nothing new under the sun. Amen. Amen. You're not the only one that have went through that. You're not the first person on the earth has went through what you went through. Somebody has went through that and gone through that or has already came through it. Amen. This God is anything you went through, somebody else. You can look in this world and you'll find it. Amen. As a matter of fact, you can find stuff real easy. Just Google it. If you're out of your situation, just Google it. Somebody got something to say about it. Somebody that went through it. Amen. Or going through it. Sometimes we think the stuff we go through, oh, nobody knows the way I take, oh, this is brand new. Nothing's new under the sun. And it says, there has no temptations taken you, but such is common to man. In other words, God has not let anything, amen, come your way that is not normal for a human being to go through. Can I get amen? But it said, but God is faithful. So whatever you're going through is nothing brand new. It's nothing this is shocking God. This no one's never been through. Somebody's been through that. Or yet going through it. But God said, it's nothing uncommon that's going to come your way. I'm not going to let nothing uncommon to come your way as a human. But God said, whatever you're going through, God said, but I'm faithful. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'll help you in whatever you're going through. I'm still going to be there for you. I'm faithful. It said, but God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. Now, I realize that sometimes the things we go through, we feel like this is too much for me. I feel the same way. I cannot go through this another thing. This is too much for me. But I'm going to tell you, God is not a man that he should lie. If God has allowed you to go through what you go through, God already knew that you can handle it. Amen. You might not know you can handle it. I may not know I can handle it. I may say all the time, I can't take no more of this. I can't take this. But God knows that you can handle it before, amen, he allows it. Now, what you can handle, I may not be able to handle. What I can handle, you may not be able to handle. Each individual are made up differently. So God is not unjust to put something up on you that he know that you cannot handle before he let it come. So if he let it come your way, he already know you can handle it. Like I said, now you might be able to handle that, but I may not be able to handle that. And what I'm going through, you may not be able to handle what I'm going through. Everybody's trial and test is cut out just for them. Can I get an amen? Amen. So that's what it's saying. God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tempted or tried or tested above that you're able to be. So anytime we say, I can't make this, I can't do this, I can't handle this, amen, we're saying, God, you do not know what you're talking about. Can I get amen? We don't mean to, but that's really what we're saying because he already done said, in other words, I done measured, I have adjusted what you're going through. I have already analyzed it before you go through it, and I already know if you're going to be able to handle it or not. So we need to stop. We have to stop talking like that. I do too. We all have to stop talking like that. You know, a lot of time I don't really say that to the Lord. I just say, Lord, I'm one of those ones always saying, Lord, I just don't understand. Ain't nothing wrong with that, saying to the Lord, I don't understand. You don't sit there, keep your mouth muffled. Oh, don't question God. Don't ask it. All the people just say, don't ask God nothing. Well, you better talk to God. Who else you got to talk to? Yeah, amen. You can inquire of God about anything and all things. He said, cast all your cares on him. Who are you going to talk to if you don't talk to the Lord? He's the only one who have your answer. Nobody else have your answer. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. You better open your mouth and ask God for some wisdom how to get through whatever you're going through instead of murmuring and complaining about it and keeping it all stuffed in until you about lose your mind. Yeah. I don't care how big, how little it is, how big it is, how personal it is. Honey, you can tell God anything, and he will not tell you your business. You need to close your mouth, stop telling your business. Tell God what's going on with you. Yeah. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Yeah. But God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tried or tested above. Above means over. That means whatever that you're going to, God, that means that God said, I won't let that just go away over you. And I already know that you can't handle that before it happened. This God is faithful. He's not a mean God like that. But somebody said, well, why would he let me go through this and anybody else? I'm going through this. God has his reason why he allowed whatever that I'm going through, whatever you're going through. He has his reasons. Yeah, amen. Amen. And it says, above that, you're able, but with the temptation, God said alone. He didn't say all the time he's going to move everything out of our way. We would love that. Some things he does move. Some things he said with the temptation. He said, along with the trial and test what you're going through, I'm going to make a way of escape. Amen. Somebody say amen. That you may, it said, God is faithful who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with the temptation. God said, alone, he didn't say apart from the temptation. He said, I'm going to show you how to get through here. Yeah. Can I get an amen? Anybody, if God has shown how to get through some stuff, you know, if God didn't show you how to get through, you wouldn't have got through it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. With the temptation, he will not let you be tempted above that you're able, but with the temptation, also make a way of escape. In other words, also make a way for you to get through it, to get free from it, or get away from it. However, he made some way that you didn't lose your mind. I put it that way, okay? He kept your mind together, because what you went through, you could have lost your mind. But he made a way. He did something to keep you from going over the hill. Amen. He did something. In other words, he didn't let the weapon that was formed against you prosper, because if it prospered, I wouldn't be here today to say nothing about it, and you wouldn't either. It would have took you on out of here. Somebody give God a praise. In a way of escape, he said, with the temptation, God said, along with the trial, along with the test. Sometimes, like I said, God don't always move everything out of our way. So quit looking for God going to move everything out of your way because you pray about it. No, everything is not going out your way. You might have to go through something to get on the other side. Somebody give God a praise. And it's for the will of God. God got reason where he let you go through. Yeah, he can deliver us out of everything, but some things you don't get delivered out of right away. If you can look at your life and I can look at my life, you see some things where you see what God took you out of. And then you look at some other parts of your life, you see some stuff you still in and you've been in for a while. Can I get an amen? Those things, God uses those things. Amen. He's got his reason. He don't tell you every reason why he does it. But it's to benefit you, and not only you, it's actually to benefit somebody else too. Because if you never had a problem, you would know that God can solve it. And if you never went through anything, you sure can't help nobody else going through anything. Somebody said, well, what God would choose me? But you ought to be glad that he chose you. He didn't have to choose you. Amen. He chose you for his glory. Yeah. That he would get glory out of your life. Somebody give God a praise. Say, with the temptation made a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. In other words, he said, with the temptation, he'll make a way of escape that you're able to hang in there. Amen. That you're able to carry on. Amen. And you're able to endure. You're able to outlast the situation. So he fixed it where you're able to bear it. There's some things that we all going through right now. They don't feel good to us, and we don't like it, but we're hanging in there. Because he's made a way of escape that we're able to bear it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 18. God is faithful. Amen. And that's what we have to keep saying to ourselves. God is faithful. When the devil say, it's not happening on your timetable. When it's going to happen, you got to tell that devil. God is faithful. God's not a man that he should lie. God is constant. Yes. Amen. A lot of times we're so busy watching God's clock. We need to, amen, be doing what God wants us to be doing. God didn't tell us to watch. You know, sometimes if that's all you're doing is watching God's clock, you watching when this going to happen. You watching when that going to happen. I tell you, don't go get out of that mode. Did y'all hear what I said? I said, get out of that mode. Amen. Because God is God and you are you. You are not God. And it's going to happen no sooner than you watching it. It's just like you cooking food on the stove. You boiling some water. And most people are not going to stand there and wait till no water boil. Why are you not going to stand there to wait till no water boil? You might sit there, stand up and watch some eggs cook because they cook so quick. But you're not going to stand up there and watch no water boil. Because you know that water's not going to boil for a while. What do a person that got good sense do? Go do other stuff in the house. Yeah. There's something wrong with the mind. You ain't going to stand there. Well, I'm waiting till this water boil. And while that water, you waiting till the water boil, it may look like it ain't even getting hot or nothing. You don't hear nothing. You go turn it up and look like it still ain't doing nothing. Because you're not supposed to be standing there watching it. God don't want you to stand there watching him be doing what he asked you to do. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get your mind off of it. Because when you got your mind on it so much day and night, that means God do not have it. Amen. You have not given it surrenderly to God. But when you're giving something totally to the Lord, you go on with your life like it ain't like you not ain't, you know, you ain't sitting there waiting on God, what God gonna do. And God loves to surprise us anyway. So it'll come at a time when you're not thinking about something. If I can help anybody, get your mind off of what you got your mind on. Because you're slowing the process up. Amen. You're slowing it up by watching it. You don't have to watch God. He's faithful, honey. Amen. He's constant. He's not like you. Amen. And he's not like me. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And it says, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, and verse 18, it says, for in that he himself suffered, being tempted, being tried, he's able to succor them that are tempted. It said, because he was on the earth, Jesus Christ walked this earth, he was tested and tried. And he came through that. So he knows what it feels like to be tempted and tried. The Bible, there's another scripture that he was tempted in all points, but yet without sin. And it's saying, because he was tested and tried, he was tempted. It says he's able to help them. Succor means he's able to help them. Amen. He's able to assist them. Amen. God is able to assist you. He's able to assist me. He's able to comfort me. He's able to comfort you. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Can somebody say God is faithful?
Amen.
How would you, your faith to get stronger and stronger in the things of God if you're reading your word like you need to read it? You read the scriptures. The Bible says, search the scriptures. Find out, see if you have eternal life. Why I say it like that? Because somebody told you, somebody preached to you, somebody told you you might have eternal life. You need to search them out yourself to see for sure I got eternal life, because God said this in this word, God said that in this word. Amen. We need to put the word in our ear gate all the time. We read the word of God, even sometimes when you ain't reading, listen to the word of God. Put it in your spirit. That'll flood the other stuff out. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it says, amen. It says, for in that he, amen. I'm going to go back, read up a verse ahead of that. I'm going to start at 16, verse 2, chapter 2, verse 16. I think we talked about a little bit last week. It says, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, a man. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Verse 18. For in that he himself have suffered being tempted, he is able to secure them that are tempted. God is able to help them and assist them that are going through anything. Amen. And he's our support. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 3. Chapter 12, verse 3. It says, for consider him that endure such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. It says, consider him that endure such contradiction of sinners against himself. Contradiction, amen. They say, consider him amen. That endured it. In other words, he endured opposition, conflict, challenges. He endured all of that. That's what a contradiction means. Amen. He endured all of that of sinners against him. Lest you be weary, say, consider him. By you going through whatever you're going through, consider God, what he went through. That's really what that's saying. He died up on the cross, amen. All the things he went through before he got on that cross. A man that knew no sin, did no wrong, went about doing good, suffered all that from the hands of sinners. It said, consider those things. When you're going through whatever you're going through, consider what Jesus went through. It said, in other words, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. If you don't consider those things and you think, I'm the only one going through this, nobody know the trouble I see, you would faint. Literally in your mind, you'll say, I can't do this no more. I'm like Jesus asked the disciples. He said, where are you going to go? For thou hast the words. I have the words of eternal life. Some people, what you going to throw your hands up to? It was bad when you where you came from. Are you going back to where you came from? It's going to be even worse. No, don't even look. Don't even look back. Don't even think about. Look at Lot's wife. She just looked back and she became a pillar of salt because her heart was back where in Sodom. Amen. We don't want to even think and look back. Don't even let your mind slip back, because when you let it go back to think back too much, you are actually going back. You're going to go back. The devil's going to do all he can to take you back. Amen. But consider Jesus. Amen. The Son of God. Consider what he went through. The Bible said, lest you faint in your minds. You You can faint in your mind. Amen. The fainting starts in your mind before literally you see yourself out. The fainting starts in your mind where you're saying, I can't make it. I can't take it. I quit. It starts all in the mind. God don't want us fainting in our mind. Amen. Amen. God is faithful. I believe I'm wrapping up things right now. God is faithful. Amen. Amen. God don't want us to be weary. He said, be not weary in well doing. Amen. For we shall reap if we faint not. Yes, we get weary. Especially if you keep going through the same thing over and over again, you're going to get weary. Weary means to become tired. Become tired mentally, physically, and spiritually exhausted. Amen. The Lord know we were faint. He wouldn't tell us not to faint if he knew we wasn't going to feel fainty. Amen. You would feel fainty. To be fainting means to become weak, lack of strength mentally, spiritually, and physically. Amen. Just feel like I can't make it. When you feel like that, are you supposed to stay that way? No, you're not. You're supposed to get a hold of God. That songwriter said, call him up and tell him what you want. You need to call up Jesus. You need to be talking to him before things get bad like that, but you really need to call him up when you feel like that. You don't want to faint in your mind. Amen. The fainting part starts in your mind. Because when you start fainting your mind, you start being discouraged, you start being stressed out, you start saying, I can't make it, you start talking doubt, you start talking all kind of ways, negative, because the fainting is starting in your mind. He said, consider Jesus Christ, amen, consider him that received all that contradiction from sinners, but he was able, amen, to keep moving forward. Sometimes God will tell you when you can't find your way, can't see your way, don't understand your way. I know the Lord has said that to me many times. He just say, keep moving. Amen. Keep moving forward. He said, what God say to me, he may not say to you. He may tell you something else. That's why you need to be tuned up and see what God tell you. God's forever speaking. Whether he literally speaks to you through a small voice or something down in your spirit, or he use something on the outside to let you know he's speaking to you. God's always speaking, but we're not always listening. You got to have your spiritual antennas pulled up all the time. They can't be down. When your spiritual antennas are not up, amen, they down and they ain't pulled up, you won't know what God's saying. That's why it's very important to keep alert. Keep spiritually alert. I don't care if you don't see nobody, you don't hear nobody, you get down and pray, amen. Whether you see nobody or hear nobody, you keep talking to the Lord. That's going to keep your spiritual antennas up at all time. Bible say pray and not faint. Men ought to always to pray and not faint. So what does that mean? That means if you don't pray, that means you're going to faint. And it means the opposite. That means if you pray, you will not faint. Amen. It just simply means that. Can somebody give God a praise? God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. He's a faithful God. And God will speak to you about things to come that don't make sense to you. Can I get an amen? Maybe some of y'all don't know it like that. God has talked to you about stuff that, amen, that you don't even see how that can be even so. Amen. And God, sometimes when you're speaking to God about your situation, I don't know if you all have had experience like it, but God will talk to you, not that he's ignoring you, but God will talk to you about something else. He will address what you're talking about, but he don't always address it right then. He'll be talking to you about something else, and I'll be saying, Lord, I'm so confused. Lord, I'm talking to you about this, but you talk to me about that. And I believe the Lord does that for a reason. He don't play games with us or anything. I believe, but sometimes he been already told us something. And we have ears to hear. So he just going to the next page to, you know, then we would get it. Eventually come back around. He's a good teacher. He's the best teacher you can ever have. Amen. We learn from the things that we go through, and he teaches us through them. That's what we get our learning from. We don't get our learning from just a paper. We get our learning from school, God's school. That's how you learn. Can't nobody teach you the things that God can teach you. Because you'll have that underneath your belt and nobody will never be able to take that away. If you know God is a healer, somebody say, well, God ain't healing no more. God don't do it no more. And you know for a fact what he done for you, they can't take that away from you. You know God done it. Amen? He's the best teacher. And you can go spread the gospel because you're talking hand-on experience. Amen? So God is not a man that he should lie, as a son of man that he should repent. Now, God, sometimes we need to ask the Lord, and I've asked the Lord many times, sometimes we need to ask the Lord, you know, what should I do or what must I do while I'm waiting on you, especially for those things that seems to be prolonged, especially for those things that seems to annoy us or bother us or trouble us, that we need to ask the Lord, not keep praying for the same thing like God is deaf or we deaf, but just say, Lord, would you just show me what would you have me to do while I'm waiting? Amen. It's the same way if you're waiting on somebody to pick you up. You know, they tell you they're gonna be picking you up late on that evening. Well, you're not gonna sit there and just say, well, I'm just not gonna do nothing. I'm just gonna sit here and wait till they come. You got housework to do, you need to do a lot of stuff. You're gonna sit, I'm waiting till they come. They already told you to come late on that evening. At least they gave you an idea what time they're gonna. You're gonna sit there. I'm gonna do that's not, something's not right with that. You go on and do whatever that you need to do, clean up your house or whatever you need to do, you're going to do that until they get there. God wants us to go along your way, and me go along my way, doing what you do until he gets there. Amen. Amen? Until he fixes that problem. Amen. Amen? Because God wants you to, it was a message I was listening to today, and it was a good message. I sent it out to somebody. It said, how to wait on God. Sometimes people don't know how to wait on God. And I wrote some good things in that message. Sometimes we waiting on God and we all full of anxiety, we all stressed out, we all in a frenzy and everything, then you are not waiting on God the proper way. When you're waiting on God, but you're content, the Bible said, be contented such as you have, amen. It's that the contentment with godliness is great gain, but God said, any state that we be in, also be content. God said, whether you up or down, in and out, whatever's going on, God said, still be steady, be content. Don't be overwhelmed by your situations. So the man of God was saying, he's speaking about how to wait on God, how to wait. And a lot of people need to know how to wait on God, not just to wait on God, because most people have a passive mode out there when they're waiting on God. They just feel like, I'm like this, I'm sitting down, I'm standing up, I'm just waiting on God to do this. I'm just waiting on God to fix this, whatever it is. That's the condition that our mind state. God don't want you doing that. If you got hands, he wants you to use your hands. You got a mind, he wants you to use your. He wants you to do other stuff while you're waiting on the promise. Amen. Because if you do it like that, you're going to lose your peace. Yeah. If you do it like that, you're going to lose your joy. If you do it like that, you're going to come into doubt. You're going to come into fears. You're going to be so focused on what's going on with you, you're going to be terrified. And you're not going to be at peace. Amen. And you can't wait on God if you're not in peace. Because most people, if they're not in peace, they're going to take off. Shoot, I done did it, you done did it too. When they say they don't get here? When they say they don't get here? Shoot, I'm about to start this cuff and leave. Lord, you ain't moving fast enough, but I'm about to start. I'm getting ready to leave, but what can you do? If you could have fixed your problem, don't you think you would have did it a long time ago? If then you couldn't have fixed it? So we wait on God, and God, when you really waiting on God, God wants you to wait on him in peace and in joy and giving it all to him. That means you've given, he feels like you feel like that he can do this because you have put your trust and confidence in him. David said in the word of God, he said, my times are in his hand. What does that mean? That you don't know the time, you don't know that, you don't have no control of none of that. It's in God's timing. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. And I think a lot of people, if they really knew, and look, we really look at the word, and this God's word, the way it is, we would have more rest. We won't be so stressed out. We may overeat. We may do this. We may be able to do that because we're full of anxiety and we're trying to dunk everything in to fill those lacks. I'm doing this just to fill those lacks. And the lacks are still there. Because God is the only one can fill your lacks. Amen. Whatever your lacks may be, if it's healing you need, or if it's a spouse you need, or if it's money you need, he the only one can fill those lacks unless you can do it yourself. So why get all up in a frenzy? Some people that don't know God, I'm just going to take me a smoke. I'm going to smoke this whole pack of cigarettes. I'm going to drink till I can't drink no more. And the problem gets worse. And we do the same thing. We don't drink a smoke, but we'll sit there and maybe stuff ourselves, or we'll do all kind of stuff to try to get our man off of it, but your man is still on and you still ain't been delivered. But when we cast all our cares upon the Lord, he'll keep us in perfect peace, and we can keep a sane mind. We ain't got to get all stressed out. He keep your mind together, keep your body together, and all that when you do it his way. Some people, I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna run myself all day so I can go to sleep at nighttime. I can't sleep anyway, so I'm just gonna run to sun up to sundown to do this. That we do all kind of craziness, and we have to ask God to help us. I don't want nothing running me out of my house. If I want to stay in my house, I want to be in my house. Some people can't stand a minute in their house. They act like somebody's in there along with something gonna get them. I can't stand still for that. I can't stand with no noise. I gotta have this and that and another. Something wrong with that. Yeah. I gotta have 12 people, amen, to affirm me. I gotta have friends, and if I can't stand to be by myself for a minute, you need to be delivered. Because yeah. God wants us to be in peace, whether you have it or you don't have it. Whether you're waiting on something or you're not waiting on, God wants you to serve him just the same, and he wants you to be happy. Not happy when you get it. He wants you to be happy all the time. He wants you to have joy whether you have money, whether you don't have money, whether you have help, whether you don't have. God wants you to serve him just like it's going on. Somebody give God a praise. God is faithful. And God's the only one to keep you in your right mind. God will keep you in your right mind. People and things that take you out of your right mind, but God will keep you in your right mind. Sometimes we can do stuff to, amen, we can take our own self out of our right mind. Amen. If we treat the body any kind of way, you'll lose sleep, amen, we eat the wrong thing, you'll be on the high and everything else. You take your own self out the right mind. The stuff that we do. Get no sleep, little sleep. You know, sometimes, you know, if I'm being retired, and I'm, you know, sometimes if I eat, here lately look like I was, Lord help me with the snack, and I was snacking on stuff, and some things I know I shouldn't snack on late night. You know you're going to toss and turn all night long. It's a trick of the enemy, and trick of no wisdom, too. Keep doing it to yourself. I don't say, oh, Lord, I just didn't sleep that good. I said, first thing I do, I just rebuke myself. I say, I shouldn't eat what I ate that late. No, I don't eat that late, you know, some things. I don't eat no heavy meals, nothing like that. But you eat something that's got any kind of sugar in it or whatever, or you're drinking, you're going to drink behind stuff you eat. So you're going to get up going to the bathroom. You're disturbing, I'm using for example, you're disturbing your own rest. If you know, we like to eat. We all like to eat. We eat little things up, but just to be on a roll, just eating stuff. You know, you got some people might not have problems with the problems you have. Well, you're gonna be on the road just eating that. You know, you're gonna have to take. I don't mean no harm. I take them too sometimes. But this is not normal. This to take a whole big thing of pills all the time. Every time you eat something, you have to take a whole roll of a gas axe, a whole roll of antacid, a whole roll of this and the whole. We ain't supposed to be doing that. That's not, I mean, if you do us, one time I'm finding almost throughout the week, I'm more like, I ain't supposed to be taking this stuff out during the week. Like, what have I been able to go track? What have I been eating? It messes with your rest and sleep. And some people might not be bothered. They may be bothered with other things. If he mess with the devil, mess with you enough, and you done just give him something to mess with too. Amen. So, amen. God, he's faithful. He's faithful, and he would help us. He help us to keep our right mind. Amen. He'll help you keep looking. It's a blessing to walk around here, and you ain't walking around here out of your mind. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to have the activity of your limbs. some of the old people say, I thank God for a portion of health and strength. The reason they say that, because some things used to work, ain't working too good. They got a portion of it. Well, if you got a portion of it, all of it, I like to say, I thank God for all my health and strength. And if I have a portion, I'm up to claim it, all of it. Because I don't want just a portion. You know, I went out there to Community East yesterday, went to see some my friends out there. Now, they ain't a lot of money out there no more. Just a few. I don't know. I just kept seeing, she's just looking at me and looking at me. You look so good. I mean, I just had my hair about like it is now. And she said, you just look so good. And she just kept looking and looking. She said, you lost weight and you just look so good. And I thought to myself, she just keep looking and looking. She said, look at me and all that. And she was just looking at and the other lady said, you look so nice. I said, well, Lord, I thank you. Because I wasn't dressed up or just plain. I just thank the Lord. I said, Lord, thank you. And she said, oh, your skin is so pretty and stuff. I'm thinking like, I don't know what all she see, but thank God for it. Amen. Amen. And she, you know, she's not a bad looking lady, except she got, you know, she's a nice looking lady, except she had her shades on, her glass on, and she's all cool and stuff like, but she tell me how good I look. I'm just plain simple, plain Jane simple. You know. But I thank the Lord, amen, God keeps you. In other words, the beauty, God said he beautified the meek with salvation. I mean, I'm not saying that nobody going to hell if they want to be dirty up, makeup and all that. And, you know, some people may feel like they need that. Everybody may not want that. Some people feel like if I don't have it, I'm just going to look a mess. That's them, however they feel. That's on them. But the Lord said the beauty starts from the inside. Amen. The beauty starts from the inside. If you beauty on the inside, it's going to show on the outside. And people need to, you know, I'm not knocking on that, but they need to get a real check, see how they look plainly with everything. And then if they want to add something, so is that in case they can't get all that stuff, they can be all right without it. if they start shut stuff down, you can't buy this, can't buy that. You know, even when it comes to a wig. I guess a few of them. Be able to wear something. Be able to do whatever you need to do. If they go blackout, everything shut down. You can't buy this, can't buy that. We all gonna be messed up if we dependent upon that. Nowadays people getting the false hip and the false this and that, all that and everything. Don't need all that. They'll do you some squats and everything to get a workout. You'll be a bodybuilder. Amen. Yeah. Doing all this stuff out there. It's too hot for all that. Really is. I feel good with a breeze blowing through here sometimes. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God said he would beautify the meat. A lot of people I know, they took our scriptures in. Well, God said he beautified the meat with salvation. So you don't have to put none of that on. And you're going to hell. But I'm not going to tell people they're going to hell. Because they may be their confidence. That may be the only confidence they got. I got to put this on. I'm not good. If I don't have this on, I got to have it. Thank God I'm not one of the ones that have to have it like that. I can't go nowhere without this. I can't go nowhere without that. Thank you, Jesus. God said he beautified me with salvation. The beauty starts from the inside, and it works itself on the outside. And oh, what a change in me and you. Amen. Amen. The devil lied to us. You know, he already messed not some of God's people. He already done messed up, amen, the world, especially the women of the world. I'm through preaching.